There are many things which have been called ancient mysteries. These are products or techniques which were used in the past, which have since been forgotten or lost. Many of these things have been rediscovered, and usually in a way which was better than what originally came before it. There is one thing which truly has been lost in time, and we have no idea how it was made. Learn more about Greek fire, how it worked, and how we lost the secret on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by Harry's Razors. I want to tell you a quick story. Several years ago, I was a podcast listener just like you, and I was listening to one of my favorite history podcasts. One of the ads on the show was for a company called Harry's Razors. I was extremely dissatisfied with the razors I was using at the time, so I figured I'd give these Harry's Razors a try. And it was a great decision, and I have been a customer of Harry's Razors ever since. I use Harry's razors at home, and I've taken them with me on trips around the world. Not only does Harry's razors provide a smooth shave, but they do so at a much lower price than their competitors, which, if you've checked out the price of razor blades lately at the store, that is not something to sneeze at. Don't settle for the status quo. You can blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/everything. That's harrys.com/everything for a $3 trial set. This episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know I like to share some of the creations I've made with my ButcherBox shipments. Today I want to tell you about my latest creation, meat muffins. I take a package of ButcherBox ground beef and mix it with shredded cheese. I then put it in a cupcake tin, filling it about 3/4 of the way full, and then on top, I'll pour a scrambled egg mix. I put it in my air fryer for about 13 minutes at 390 degrees, and the result is ground beef muffins. Quick and easy to make, and you can put them in the fridge for later. And if you'd like to try this recipe out yourself, you are in luck, because today ButcherBox is giving my listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/everywhere, and use code everywhere to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/everywhere, code everywhere. This episode is sponsored by G-Adventures. These are very troubled times. Even though things are starting to get better and more countries are opening up, people are still hesitant to travel, and that is totally understandable. That is why G-Adventures has announced its new Travel with Confidence Plus collection. The Travel with Confidence Plus collection are 37 tours in 27 countries that have increased safety and sanitation protocols to protect you and other travelers. These tours will have smaller group sizes, private transportation, and cheaper options to get your own room, as well as more personal space. G-Adventures has also earned the World Travel and Tourism Council's Safe Travel Stamp for their health and hygiene protocols and has implemented the Adventure Travel Trade Association's COVID-19 health and safety guidelines. The Travel with Confidence tours are available for booking today and will be departing from October 2nd, 2020 to the end of 2021. For more information and to book your tour, click on the link in the show notes. You might have seen some World War II movie where the Nazis tried to develop a superweapon to turn the tide of the war. There are actually very few cases in history where a new weapon was actually able to change the course of a military conflict. The atomic bomb was one such weapon, and Greek fire was one of the others. Greek fire was the ancient warfare equivalent of the atomic bomb. Or to be more accurate, it was the ancient equivalent of napalm. Greek fire was a flammable liquid which was used by the Byzantines, aka the Roman Empire, starting in the year 672 CE. The use of fire in warfare was nothing new. Substances such as pitch, boiling oil, and flaming arrows had been used for centuries in battle. Greek fire was another thing entirely, however. According to the historian Theophanes the Confessor, Greek fire was brought to Constantinople by the architect/chemist from Heliopolis, Egypt, Kallinikos. Kallinikos fled to the Romans after the conquest of Egypt and most of the Middle East by the Arab forces which had been conquering most of the region. Since the Arabs sprang forth from the Arab Peninsula, they were unstoppable and the Romans didn't seem capable of defeating them. Theophiles wrote, At the time, Kalonikos, an artificer from Heliopolis, fled to the Romans. He had devised a sea fire which ignited the Arab ships and burned them with all hands. Thus it was that the Romans returned with victory and discovered the sea fire. End quote. We don't know how much of the story is true. We don't know if Kalonikos invented Greek fire or if he brought a recipe that might have been developed in Alexandria earlier. What we do know is that Greek fire changed the course of the war. Greek fire was particularly devastating to ships. One of the distinguishing features of Greek fire is that it couldn't be put out by water. In fact, legend holds that Greek fire was actually ignited by water. The Greek fire was launched at ships from a flamethrower-like device called a siphon. They were large bronze spigots from which the Greek fire was pumped out and onto enemy ships. The fire supposedly made an enormous roaring sound when it was launched. It would burn wood, cloth, and flesh. It would also burn when it floated on water. According to reports, the only thing which could put out Greek fire was vinegar and old urine. This, of course, implies two things. First, that they had tried putting it out with fresh urine, and it failed. And second, that at some point, someone had a bunch of old urine sitting around to put out a fire. During the first and second Arab sieges of Constantinople, Greek fire was one of the critical factors which allowed the Romans to repel the attacks. If it wasn't for Greek fire, it is entirely possible that the empire could have fallen almost 700 years before it eventually did. When Greek fire arrived on the scene, the people of Constantinople thought it was a gift from God. It arrived just in time to save them from an almost certain defeat. Over the centuries, Greek fire was used in battles to keep enemies back and to allow the empire to stay alive. Eventually, the weapon was used in land warfare to attack siege weapons and as projectiles. Grenades filled with Greek fire were developed, and bales of hay soaked in Greek fire were often launched from catapults. Greek fire became so important to the defense of the empire that the emperors mandated that it be kept a state secret. The emperor Constantine Porigentius admonished his son and heir never to let the secret fall into the hands of their enemies. Legend had it that one official who was going to sell the secret was struck down by a holy flame when he entered a church. Over time, Byzantine foes did capture Greek fire, but it didn't necessarily mean the secret was exposed. Bulgars in 812 captured a siphon and units of Greek fire, but didn't have the knowledge to make it work. In 827, Arabs captured a fire ship, but likewise were unable to replicate the recipe. It was difficult to steal the secret because they kept the knowledge very compartmentalized. The people who made the Greek fire were not the same people who had the knowledge for making the siphons that shot it, and those were not the same people who actually manned the siphons to use it. As the Bulgars found out, without knowledge of the entire weapon system, it couldn't easily be used even if you had managed to acquire a sample of it. Because so few people knew the secret, eventually the recipe for Greek fire disappeared. Unlike things like Damascus steel, which we have more or less reverse engineered, we have never been able to recreate Greek fire. We have a rough idea of what it was probably made out of. Potential ingredients include crude oil, pine resin, sulfur, quicklime, and saltpeter. There have been many theories as to what the recipe might have been, but so far, nothing has panned out. And it isn't as if we really need to know the secret. We have many flammable liquids that serve an almost identical function to Greek fire. But it is a historical mystery that has yet to be resolved. Executive producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is James Makala. I would like to give a big thanks to all the listeners in the Philippines and Australia, where we are now on the Apple Podcast charts. So, salamat and g'day, mate.